Amen. Thank you, God, for having your way today. Amen. Amen. There is a well-read scripture that I want to look at today. Most of you can probably recite it from memory. You probably won't even need to open your Bible or look at the monitor. Psalms number 23. Amen. Psalms number 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I'm not by myself. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup. That's what y'all, some of y'all been doing in here already this morning. My cup runneth over. Surely, 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 somebody hadn't got it yet. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And when I leave you, I got somewhere to go. I will dwell. I might not live in a fancy house down here, but when I leave you, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I want to talk today from the thought, the shepherd and his sheep. The shepherd and his sheep. I really think I need to get this out of the way at the beginning of the message. And that is that sheep are the dumbest animals God ever created. And God calls us sheep. Let me get my insults out of the way at the beginning of the message. Sheep are the stupidest creatures ever created. Sheep are so dumb, they will eat right off of a cliff. They're just grazing, never raise their head. They will go right off of a cliff and fall in the water and die, were it not for the wisdom of the shepherd. This much beloved Psalms allows us a glimpse into the unique relationship between a shepherd and his sheep. Sheep are needy creatures, but they form a special bond with their shepherd. He knows them intimately. He knows the ones who are prone to wander. He knows the weak sheep. He knows the loyal sheep. He even knows every sheep by name. The shepherd knows that their cry, and the sheep knows the shepherd's voice. They know its sound. They even know what the shepherd smells like. Shepherds were once in a field, and a storm blew up, and the noise from the thunder caused the sheep to be frightened. All of them scattered and ran into a cave. There were three or four shepherds grazing their flock, and every sheep in their herd ran into this huge cavernous place. And after the storm was over, each shepherd got in a separate spot in the field and called each one of his sheep by name. And every individual sheep went to their every individual shepherd. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice." And another voice they will not follow. When you belong to the Lord, when the Lord is your shepherd, you know his voice, you know his ways, you know his love, his care, and concern for you. I ought to have a witness in here today that mama can't do it, daddy can't do it. Somebody will help me say, can't nobody. Oh, y'all look slow in here today. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. In the text, David does not say that the Lord is a shepherd. He does not say that the Lord is our shepherd. He does not say that the Lord is your shepherd, but he uses the possessive personal pronoun, the Lord is my shepherd. And everybody in here ought to have a personal relationship with him so that you can call him my shepherd. Many of us can recite the psalm, but listen, we don't know the shepherd. It does no good to know the psalm and not know the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Let's look at how the shepherd encourages his sheep. He encourages his sheep. He encourages them by their intimate relationship. Each and every one of us in here who are saved have an intimate relationship with the Lord. And there's some things the Lord knows about us that nobody else knows. I've told you before, you can't tell everybody everything. Confession is good for the soul, but that only applies to the Lord. Don't confess everything about yourself to these folks sitting next to you. Listen, I'm not telling you all of my deepest, darkest secrets. There's some things you will have to guess about, but the Lord already knows about it. And in our intimate relationship, he loves me and forgives me when other people would condemn me. This matter of praising God has to do with our relationship, that not only how we carry on Sunday morning, but in my relationship with him, I worship God away from Mount Moriah. Wish I had a witness in here. Listen, I feel sorry for those of you who don't have a prayer life, those of you who don't study the word. You cannot have intimacy without spending some time. And if you want an intimate relationship with the shepherd, you got to spend some time with the shepherd. And it can't just be for 2 hours on Sunday morning. Anybody here got an intimate relationship with him that goes beyond these four walls? You take him with you everywhere you go, on the job, at school, in the grocery store, riding in your car, that sometimes people are looking at you wondering who you're talking to. Listen, I can remember as a young boy hearing my grandmother in the kitchen or out in the fields. And my grandmama would be talking up a storm. And there was nobody else in the kitchen, nobody else close to her in the field. And I asked her a time or two, "Mama, who you talking to?" And she would say, "Boy, I'm just talking to the Lord." And after a while, I quit asking her. I would hear her talking, and I would just say, "Oh, she's just talking to the Lord." Anybody ever been there? Folk thought you were talking to yourself, but it was really you talking to the Lord. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Now notice in the text, notice how on every line God names himself. Now watch me. On every line the Lord names himself. The Lord is my shepherd. That's Jehovah Roha. I shall not want. That's Jehovah Jireh. The Lord my provider. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord who is my peace. He restores my soul. That's Jehovah Rapha. The Lord is my healer. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's Jehovah Tsidkenu. The Lord is my righteousness. Thou art with me, the Lord. That's Jehovah Shammah. Thou art always there. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That's Jehovah Nissi, God who was our banner. Thou anointest my head with oil. That's Jehovah Enkadesh. The Lord is my sanctifier. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's Jehovah Elion, the Lord Most High. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And the reason I shall not want is because the Lord is my shepherd. And since the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I shall not want because the Lord is my shepherd. And so the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want because the Lord is my shepherd. In our relationship, the shepherd takes responsibility. He takes responsibility in our relationship. He makes me lie down in green pastures. I don't have enough sense to lie down. I don't know when I need some rest. And many of our illnesses come from the fact that we don't know how to slow down and rest. Listen, you can't live 2 weeks and one day. Wish I had a witness in here. You can't burn the candle on both ends, because if you do that, you won't look as good as Sister Delane looks at 85 years of age. You gotta know how to slow down. Life has to be lived slowly. And listen, since God is up all night, I'm going to bed. My rest is in him. I'm not staying up worrying all night. Worry puts wrinkles in your face. Worry makes you get gray before it's time. Makes you old before your time. God neither slumbers nor sleeps. And since the Lord neither slumbers nor sleeps, I'm going to bed. I don't care what's not done, what I got to do. When it comes time for me to go to bed, I'm going to bed. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep. Because God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. He leads in paths of righteousness. Now, the word path in the Hebrew is the same word for circuit or orbit. If I stay in God's orbit, there's some things that will happen to me because I'm just hanging around with the Lord. My grandmother, who raised me till the age of 12 and who I believe loved me just a little bit more than she did all of her other grandchildren. I was mama's boy. Nobody bothered Pat my own mama didn't bother me if my grandmama was around. One day my cousins got jealous and got mad and said, Mama Hannah, why is it that you always doing stuff for Pat and you don't do the same stuff for us? Listen, if Mama was drinking coffee, I wait till she got through and licked the sugar from the bottom of the cup. If she was cooking a cake, I would go in and wait for her to finish and lick the batter from the cake pan. Whatever Mama was doing, I was doing it too. And my cousin said, why is it you're always doing stuff for Pat and you don't do stuff for me? My grandmama looked at him and said, because Pat is with me even when he don't want nothing. And listen, sometimes you ought to just tell God, thank you. God, I don't need no money. I feel good. Everything is well. My children not acting crazy. God, I just want to tell you thank you for how good you've been to me. Anybody here today that everything is going pretty well in your life and you just want to tell God, thank you for how you kept me. Thank you for how you blessed me. Thank you for how you've never left me. Thank you. I I just want to come into your presence and tell you thank you for how good you've been to me. I just want to talk to you and tell you thank you. And I'm looking at some faces here today. You've been through some hard trials. I'm looking at some faces. You've been through some situations, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them from all. And when the Lord delivers you, you ought to come to church and celebrate. When God opens the door for you, don't act like you did it on your own. How many know it was nobody but Jesus? Oh, come on, I ain't bothered y'all today. Would you tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, it was nobody but Jesus. That was the wrong neighbor. They didn't shout. Turn to the other neighbor and say, neighbor, it was nobody but Jesus. Turn to somebody behind you and say, it was nobody. Was nobody but Jesus. Can I ask y'all a question? Who did it? Who did it? I wish I had my mission course up here today. They tell you, Jesus did it. So the shepherd encourages his sheep. But then in verse 5, the shepherd entertains his sheep. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Listen, I'm not talking about Beyonce or Jay-Z entertainment. Look at how he entertains the sheep in verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Somebody gonna hit the shout right here. God will feed you right in your enemy's presence, and they gotta watch you eat and can't do nothing about it. He will spread the table before you and let you eat in front of them. They don't like it, but they can't do nothing about it. They hate you, but they can't stop God from blessing you. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. They gotta watch. You enjoy God's blessing. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off like green grass. They shall wither like the green earth. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and foes, came to eat up my flesh, just before they got to me, God tripped them up. They stumbled and fell. The Lord will fight your battle. If you just be still. And even though what my enemies say may be true, he still anoints my head with oil. Y'all watch this. I'm going to teach y'all something this morning. Y'all say, Pastor, take us to school. All right, thank you, thank you. At certain times of the year, parasitic worms would attach themselves to the membranes of the sheep's nostril. Because of the warm climate where the sheep graze, parasitic worms would attach themselves to the membranes of the nostrils of the sheep. And the sheep cannot naturally extricate those parasites. So the sheep would beat his head against a rock. He would beat his head against a tree to try to dislodge those parasites. And in doing so, his head would become bloody and bruised. And we're doing a study on animal husbandry in here today. So the shepherd has a bag with some sulfur and some oil that when the sheep has beat his head against the rock, the shepherd says, come here, let me anoint your head with oil. And how many times have you beat your head against the wall for the mess you got yourself into? And the shepherd says, come here. Really, that's what Sunday morning is all about. Sunday morning is about coming to get my head anointed because I got beat up all week long. Anybody in here need some anointing in here today? Anybody need to feel the presence of the Lord in here today? He anoints my head. With all. And if that ain't enough, my cup is just running over. Now he's already made me look good in front of my enemy. He's already anointed my head with oil because of the mess I got myself in. But so that I will know that he has shown up for real, no kidding, my shepherd, he says, that's not enough. I've got some abundance for you. I've already made arrangements for you, already given you an anointing to you. Now I'm going to give you an overflow, an abundance. My cup is running over. That's more than I asked for. I wish I had somebody here today can shout that you got a little bit more than you asked for. That you asked the Lord for one thing and the Lord gave you a little bit more. You just asked the Lord to let you feel pretty good, but you're doing stuff you didn't think you could ever do again. The Lord will give you more. Reverend Washington, I just need a table in front of my enemies. But he gave me some oil for my head. I didn't ask for the oil. I just needed a table. He gave me a table and oil and the overflow. Now, who wouldn't serve a God who gave you a table before your enemies, all for your head, and now your cup is running over? But maybe some of you have not enjoying God's blessings like I'm enjoying God's blessings. And I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about peace that money can't buy. I'm talking about joy that the world didn't give. And since the world didn't give it to me, the world can't take it away. There are some blessings. There are some benefits that come from living in God's overflow. And that's why you got to be careful who you sit next to sometime on Sunday. I don't want to sit next to no folk that act like they ain't been blessed. I don't want to sit next to folk that act like they don't know the Lord. Listen, I want to find somebody that's blessed just a little bit more than I am. So maybe some of their blessings will fill over on me. Even me, Lord, let something drop. Now, fall on me. And listen, there are some benefits from living in God's overflow. Surely. Not guessing about it. Surely. Not wishing it would be. Surely, not maybe, but surely. And only the real believer can say, surely. I'm not talking about what somebody told me or what I heard on TV. Surely. From my own life experience and God's overflow, I've got some more good news for you. Surely goodness and mercy. I don't deserve either one of them. But because he's my shepherd, surely goodness and mercy keep on following me. Well, that's about all I got for you this morning, but we live in a techno society where we're able to track things via satellite. If you lose your phone, you can track your phone. If you lose your keys, if you got a tile tracker on it, you can find your keys. If you want to know where your man is, if you want to know where your woman is, you can put a GPS locator on their car and you can follow them all around. And we really think that's some new technology. But there's nothing new under the sun. The Lord has a GPS system of his own. And instead of a GPS, it's called an SGM. Surely, goodness and mercy are following me, not one day, but all the days of my life. When I'm wrong, they follow me. When I'm right, they're following me. If I'm up or if I'm down, happy or sad, they're following me. I've got to leave you now, but would you help me close this message today? Would you take your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, I'm here today because surely goodness and mercy are following me everywhere, everywhere I go. I've got to leave you now, but come here, Smith. Come here, Welch. I need you to stand right here. All alone, your name is goodness, and your name is mercy, and everywhere I go, goodness and mercy are following me. Everywhere I go, goodness and mercy are following me. If I fall, goodness and mercy will pick me up. If I fall, thank God for goodness and mercy. Every now and then I try to run away from them, but everywhere I go, goodness and mercy are following me. Ain't he all right? Ain't the Lord all right? Is there anybody here? Thank God for goodness and mercy. Would you take your neighbor by the hand? Say, neighbor, I sure thank God I've got somebody following me every day of my life. And you say, glory. Glory. Thank God for goodness and mercy. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Can you say glory? Can you say glory? Glory. Hallelujah. The shepherd and his sheep. Everywhere I go, I've got somebody following me. Goodness and mercy. And if you were honest in here today, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would I be? Thank God for his goodness. Oh, what a shepherd, what a shepherd, what a shepherd. Thank God for his goodness. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And because of that, I'm going to dwell. I said, I'm going to dwell. I don't know where you're going, but I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The doors of the church are open here today.